what's the history behind the Quonset huts at Mall Way and Atlin Drive?
That's Skip Gray, who asked the question for this Curious Juno. I'm Andrew Kitchenman with KTOO. And over the course of trying to answer Skip's question, I found out about not just Quonset huts, but also the history of World War II in Juneau. If you've driven on Mendenhall Loop Road, you may have seen the huts. The rusted steel half circles look a bit like mini airplane hangars. I didn't know much about Quonset huts, so I called Julie Decker. She's the director of the Anchorage Museum. She also co-edited the book Quonset Hut, Metal Living for a Modern Age.
If someone had never heard of a Quonset hut, how would you describe it to them?
The Quonset hut is a temporary structure born of war and expediency and ended up becoming a permanent fixture on our landscape.
The huts were named after Quonset Point, Rhode Island, near where they were first built at a naval air station. The military developed them at the start of World War II as solid, inexpensive structures that were easy to ship and build. They were used around the world as places for soldiers to eat, sleep, work, and heal. Decker says that after the war, the military and local governments, including Anchorage, had to decide what to do with them. Many were sold off.
They tried everything from banning Quonset huts from our downtown to using them for railroad housing, and instead they became permanent fixtures and got used as artist studios and garden spaces and sheds and restaurants. And I just kind of loved the way these things got adopted and became part of the fabric of our lives.
They remain more common in Alaska than they were in other places after the war. In part, that's because it was more expensive to remove them. So people had to find ways to use them. Many of the modest structures became houses. I told Decker about one in Juneau's quirky Star Hill neighborhood. It's listed at nearly $200,000.
You're kidding!
No.
I wondered what it was like to live in one. It doesn't look like the Quonset huts on Atlin Drive have been lived in for a long time, but a coworker let me know that North Douglas resident Paul Disdier still lives in one, so I stopped by his house to find out what it was like.
The roof that was on this house, the steel was so thick, you actually wouldn't even need to paint it. It would still be here. You know, I think the ones that are out in the valley have the original roofs on them, and they're unpainted still. It's so thick it would take forever to rust through them.
There are odd parts to living in the structure. The metal roof can make it damp. But one problem for today's residents wouldn't have affected the soldiers in the war.
This house has a lot of steel in it. I have not very good cell phone reception when I'm in the house. And that's just what you have to live with.
At this point, I knew about the Quonset huts in other parts of Juneau, but I was stuck on the Atlin Drive huts. I went back to Skip for help.
I think I'd noticed them in the woods before, but they had become much more visible because some trees have been cut down around them. I knew they were related to the military somehow, but I didn't know how.
Skip gave me a lead that led to Mary Lou Spartz. She's a spry 86-year-old who has vivid memories of growing up in Juneau during World War II.
It was intended to be a big base, and it was camouflaged from the road, so we never saw any of it.
Like other civilians, Mary Lou wasn't allowed on the post, but she remembers there was a full hospital on it.
The thinking was that there was a major invasion of Alaska, and there were wounded, and people had to be brought somewhere. They would come here for medical attention.
Mary Lou says some Juneau residents were worried that the Japanese military would invade the city.
We just didn't have any idea. You know, as you understand, we're close enough so it wouldn't have been that hard.
Mary Lou's father was in the concrete business, and he used a gravel pit he owned that was behind the spot where the Quonset huts still stand today.
He was pretty much put out of business by the Army. And they were going to expand the airport, and they just gave him a price that was way under what it was valued and said, take it or leave it, but we're going to take it.
Mary Lou remembers that the base had many Quonset huts, which were sold and spread around town after the war.
They were substantial. If you take a look at the Quonset hut that's out there at Atlin, you can tell that it's meant to last.
I stopped by the Juneau Douglas City Museum to see if they had any information on the huts. The staff found this description of the Army post written during the war, Commanding Officer Lieutenant Colonel Roy Regal gives you a sense of his personality from his report. He proudly writes that the post didn't have a single case of venereal disease. When the soldiers left their Quonset huts, Regal ordered them not to visit the legal brothels on South Franklin Street. The Army post covered 500 acres along what is now Mendenhall Loop Road. It housed 2,000 soldiers, more than a third of the city's entire population before the war. The post was self-sustaining with its own laundry, shoe shop, and bakery. A farm along Eagle River plowed by the soldiers provided potatoes, radishes, lettuce, and cabbages. Many of the soldiers were there to guard the airport, which was under construction immediately before the war. It served as a link between the lower 48 and air bases in western Alaska. The post also provided basic training to soldiers drafted from southeast Alaska. Regal mentions the post's Quonset hut, saying their dark interiors were painted white to make them appear brighter. I didn't have to go far to find out more. Just a few steps from KTOO, I met a librarian at the Alaska State Library. She remembered an oral history interview she did with Gus Moore. He died in 2016. Moore was a sergeant who arrived in Juneau about a week after the attack on Pearl Harbor. He and the other soldiers slept in tents the first winter.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Then the pieces of the Quonset huts arrived.
We actually built the Quonset huts. They had wood floors that were shipped up from the United States.
Moore said the post wasn't a bad place to live.
We had a beautiful camp there, well maintained. Then we built a big kitchen, hot showers, and everything. We used diesel oil fuel for the hot showers.
He said the soldiers ate well, including the food they got from fishing and hunting.
We weren't hurting. We shot bear. Bear meat's pretty stinky, but deer is pretty good. So we had all fresh food and everything like that.
I never found information about the use of these exact huts in the war. One source says he heard the larger one served as a laundry. A Juneau Empire story passed along a legend that Bob Hope, the country's most popular comedian, performed in it. And we know from Regal's account that Hope did visit the post.
I had a swell time and I slept right in the barracks last night with the boys. You know what barracks are. That's 2,000 cots separated by individual crap games.
That Empire story also says after the war, the Forest Service used the huts to store firewood and as a space to paint signs and benches. Fast forward to 2010. Developer Richard Harris bought the huts. To find out what's happening in them these days, I called Harris's office. The person who answered the phone says one's being used as a paint shop. While the huts may not have much of a future, they've had an interesting past. I reported back to Skip. So what do you think about that?
I think it's cool that you found out so much about the military complex. I'd never heard how big it was or why they were there, what they were doing there.
You know, think about this at all next time you drive past them?
Yeah, I always, every time I drive past them, it kind of just plants that little question in my mind of what they were all about. And I'm thankful that you were able to dig up some great information on it. Oh, and by the way, I used to live in a Quonset hut up at the top of 6th Street.
What was that like?
Cozy. It was a pleasant place to live.
For Curious Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.